Welcome to day 282. We are up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Before we start the Mishnah, two quick reminders that will help us learn the Mishnah. Reminder number one is that something that is hektish, dedicated, consecrated to the Beis HaMikdash, that's considered Hashem's. Mamon Gavoa, you do not have to separate challah from that dough. That is reminder number one. Reminder number two is what we learned yesterday, that until dough reaches its final stage of processing, meaning the at least by wheat, the kneading of the dough, until that stage, it is not obligated in challah. Once it has that kneading with a K, then it is chayav in challah. Challah must be separated from it. So with that in mind, hikdisha isasa ad shelo gilgala, if she consecrated, she dedicated her dough, it is using the feminine pronouns, but it means anyone, it could be man or woman, who consecrates their dough, ad shelo gilgala, before the kneading happened, meaning before the obligation to separate maisers, to separate challah set in, ufdata, and then she redeemed it before it was ever needed, before it reached its gemar melacha. So she dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash, and then she got it back all before it was needed, then chayeves. She's going to be the one who's going to need it, and therefore the gemar melacha is going to happen when it's in her possession. She has it when that obligation sets in, and therefore she is chayeves, she is obligated to separate challah. Mishal gilgala ufdata chayeves. If it already reached its stage, meaning she already needed it, and then only afterwards she dedicated it to the Beis HaMikdash, then it doesn't matter that she dedicated it. It doesn't matter that it's hektish. The bottom line is, it already had the obligation attached to it. It already set in before she consecrated it, and therefore, no matter what happens afterwards, it will always have that obligation attached to it. So whoever has it now, the Beis HaMikdash, the treasure of the Beis HaMikdash, the Gizbar, whoever it is, would need to separate challah because the obligation already set in, and that does not go away. And finally, hikdishata ad shelo gil. If she dedicated, if she consecrated it before she needed it, so the obligation didn't yet set in, the gilgala hagizbar, and then the gizbar, the treasurer of the Beis HaMikdash, needed it, so the obligation set in right then, the acharach pedata, and then she went back and redeemed it, meaning she gave money in its stead and she took the challah back, then petura, she's exempt, she doesn't have to separate challah. Why? Shebishas chovasa haisa petura, because in the moment that the obligation set in, it was in the possession of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore challah does not apply. It doesn't matter that she got it back. So the bottom line that we're seeing here, the principle is, it really just depends on whose possession is it in at the moment that the obligation sets in, the moment that it is needed. So if it's in her possession, it doesn't matter that it previously belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. If it's in her possession at that moment, she is chayeves to separate challah. If the obligation set in when it was not in her possession, it doesn't matter that she has it now. At the time in which it set in, it wasn't hers, and therefore she is not chayeves. And of course, we saw that middle halacha, and that's that if the obligation already set in before she consecrated it, it doesn't matter what she does. Even if she consecrates it, whoever has it will still have to separate challah because the obligation already set in. Once we learn these three halachos and this really one larger general principle, we're going to see it apply in the same case just by maestros, tithes in general, instead of challah. We're going to see precisely the same thing. So says Mishnah Dalet, Kayotebo, similarly, meaning the Mishnah is acknowledging that it's going to be the same halacha. Hamakdish peirosav ad shalobo l'onas ha-maestros. If a person consecrates one's fruits before it reaches the onas ha-maestros, before the obligation to separate tithes sets in, Ufada'an, and then redeems them and gets them back again before the obligation set in, then chayavin. Then it's already in his possession. When the obligation will eventually set in, it'll be in his possession. And therefore, it doesn't matter that at one point it belonged to the Beis HaMikdash earlier. When the obligation sets in, it's in his possession. And therefore, he would separate maisers. Ubi shebo la'onas ha-maisers, if he consecrated it after the obligation already set in, ufada'an, and now he has it back, chayavin, he would have to separate trumas and maisers, because the obligation already set in. It doesn't matter that he then consecrated to the Beis HaMikdash. Whoever has it would have to then separate trumas and maisers, because once it sets in, it's always there. And finally, hikdishan ad shelo nigmaru, if exactly the same case, if he consecrated it before it was obligated in tithes, ugemar and hagizbar, and then it became obligated when it was already in the possession of the gizbar, the treasurer, the Beis HaMikdash, va'acharach padan, and then he gives money and gets those fruits back, peturin, he's exempt from separating trumas and maisers. Why? Because at the time in which the obligation set in, it was in the possession of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore trumas and maisers never need to be separated from it, because when it set in, it was not in his possession. Again, it all depends on when and whose possession it's in at the moment that the obligation sets in, whether it's by challah or trumas and maisers. That is Mishnah Dal. We'll continue Mishnah Hay tomorrow.